Life is war. It's a constant battle between those that want it and those that want it more.
How bad do you want it?
Nothing can be denied to one who won't be denied.
So I ask you again, how bad do you want it? Every day you wake up, there's a battle going on over your future. What you do today will determine your tomorrow. And you gotta be hungry. Success is a marathon of consistency. Walked out one day at a time. It's a process. Stop scoreboard watching and put your focus on the things it takes to actually put points on that scoreboard.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
Only associate with those who are sick of being average and who are hungry enough to do something about it. To be successful, success must be more important to you than the rejection you will experience on the way to achieving it. Champions are only at peace when they're chasing greatness. Everything else to them makes them disgusted or super uncomfortable. Success is engineered from the inside out. What do you have on the inside of you? How bad do you want it? Because this is a war between those who want it and those who want it more. When people don't support your dream, it's not that they don't believe in you. It's they don't like where they'll be sitting when your dream comes true. The world belongs to the bold and the rest are just spectators. The battle for your future has begun. From this moment forward, go to war with laziness, being insignificant, being overweight, and living financially limited. Stop trying to be everybody else and be yourself. Stay in your lane. Master your craft. Grind nonstop by any righteous means necessary and eradicate anything that is the enemy of greatness. And when you're done, the world will respect, honor, and remember your name forever. There's a war going on outside. Now, success is about two things. It's about placement, and it's about alignment. Now, when I say placement, I'm talking about your mind. You gotta place your mind on the truth. Now, you ask me, what is truth? Truth is all things are possible with God. Nothing shall be denied to one who won't be denied. That's truth. You were born a champion. Greatness is in you. That's truth. The world belongs to the bold. That's truth. The Lord did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Now that is truth. Place your mind on that. Now you ask me what alignment is. Alignment is merely an echo. My actions reflect what's going on the inside of my mind. And if I say nothing can be denied to one who won't be denied, my actions will align with the activities that won't let me be denied. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your actions must echo what's coming out of your mouth. Are you willing to sweat and put in the hours it takes to get what you want in life? That's the question. There's a war going on between those that want it and those that want it more. Now, which one are you? You don't have to tell the world. Your work ethic and your grind will do all the talking for you. Success starts in your stomach. When your why for overcoming is greater than the obstacle ceases to exist. Today is the day. It's time for you to awaken the champion within you. In the valley of darkness, light doesn't exist. The people that overcome this darkness don't do it by finding the light. They do it by becoming it. Now the lesson here is to grind until you shine. You don't need to see with your eyes to achieve greatness. You only need to hear and follow her voice. And that voice is crying out from the weight room, the track, the practice court, the field, and it is waiting on you. So to be successful, you You must master the art of blindness. What I mean by that is you have to learn how to keep going, keep pushing, keep grinding, even when you don't see any results. Just because you don't see any immediate gains doesn't mean you ain't making progress. So you gotta learn how to go beyond the limits of your feelings, going beyond what your eyes don't see, and go all in to pursue what could be. Stop scoreboard watching and trust in the process, the principles, and the habits that actually put points on that scoreboard. It's not you versus them. It's you versus you. You see, once you master yourself, what other people say, think, or do becomes irrelevant. The clearer you can see your dream in your mind, the less you can be held hostage by other people. The moment you no longer need the validation of others to keep going is the moment you become unstoppable. Champions have one movie playing over and over and over in their mind, and that movie is titled Greatness. Losers lose in practice long before they ever lose the game. Every morning when you wake up, strap up and prepare your mind for war. You gotta hit the block with the mindset that says, by any righteous means necessary, I will achieve what I set out to accomplish. When you get to the point where your demeanor, your work ethic, your grind doesn't change, when people don't support you, your breakthrough has begun. Ignore the outside chatter and stay focused on the principles that govern success. The first step to going to the next level is going to the next level in your mind. Because where your mind goes, your body will eventually follow. To go to the pros, to go to the league, to go to that next level, you gotta qualify on the inside first. You must become blind to the things you don't see. The innovators, the entrepreneurs, the champions, the real influencers of this world see because they know where to look. First, you look up and acknowledge the God who made you. Then you look inward and find the power He put inside of you. Surrender to the inner standard that produces legends, and that inner standard will make you one. Feed your faith and your fears will starve. God put this in my spirit to tell you, go beyond what you can currently see. You are much closer than you think. Just keep pushing, keep grinding. All things are possible to him that believeth. I don't want you to worry about how. I just want you to dig deep down. Your whole life is about to change right now. When you mix your passion with discipline, what other people say or think about you becomes irrelevant. You haven't even begun to touch the surface of what you're capable of doing. Day in and day out, you gotta beat on your craft until you master it. I'm not speaking right now to the physical you. I'm going deeper. I'm speaking to your spirit, that champion that resides within you. Arise. See, here's the secret. Nobody can motivate you. They can only point you to the power and energy that resides within yourself. You keep saying you want to be successful, but your work ethic, the actions you take, have to match the words that you keep saying out of your mouth. There's no goal, no obstacle, no challenge that can deny the person that masters the art of hard work. Let your grind do all the talking. You can't purchase greatness with a mediocre work habit. You keep writing a check for greatness and it keeps bouncing, coming back. Insufficient work ethic. Mediocre is a foreign language to a champion. No comprende. They don't speak mediocre. They don't speak average. Champions speak excellence, greatness, hard work, discipline, perseverance. We are champions because of that. Speak victory. Declare victory. Project victory. Chase victory. Pursue victory. Exemplify victory. Master victory. Then conquer victory. Raise your standard to that of greatness. Because you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it to honor the God you serve. Grind and hustle are universal words recognized in every language. You gotta leverage every second of time. Give no time, energy, or resources to anything that doesn't belong in your future. If it's not moving you toward your dreams, get rid of it. The number one reason people fail is lack of focus. If you can stay focused long enough, you can achieve it. Champions are champions because they fell in love with the process that produces winning. Make practice your art. Repetition your addiction. Excellence your obsession. Practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. Champions practice it so many times, they forget how to ever do it wrong. There's a price required for greatness. You have to hold every second of your life accountable to producing greatness.
You gotta establish the environment that gives birth to success.
Elon Musk said, nobody ever changed the world with a 40-hour work week. Some weeks he's working 120 hours, which allows him to do in 4 months what it takes other people to do in a year. Now he's able to do this because he's in the center of his calling. He is doing what he was assigned to do. And inside that calling, you will find strength and power that cannot be found elsewhere. Working 120 hours a week doesn't make sense to the common person who's working a job they were never designed to do. But when you're in your calling, your passion, doing the things that set you on fire, the clock becomes the enemy. This guy don't even want to go to sleep at night because he loves what he is doing. Long live the wild beast and a dream. Success is governed by the law of supply and demand. The universe will supply whatever your faith demands. What are you demanding of life? Where are you settling where you shouldn't be settling? Now, complacency is the device of the enemy. Complacency is an adversary of greatness. It is the opposition, and it is warring every single day over your future. Stop having affairs with average. I read this profound article on Michael Jordan. Now, Jordan said, winning has a price. Leadership has a price. So I pulled along people when they didn't want to be pulled. I challenged people when they didn't want to be challenged. I earned the right because my teammates who came after me didn't endure all the things that I endured. Once you joined the team, you lived at a certain standard that I played the game. And I wasn't going to take any less. Now, many people criticize Michael Jordan's ruthless approach to the game. But that standard that he put in place allowed Chicago to win 6 titles in 8 years. Success has a price. Are you willing to pay it? But you gotta remember that your work ethic must match the size of your ambition. Write this question down. Am I willing to pay the price to become the person that I wanna be? For a dream to come alive, one must have absolute conviction that it will. To waver the slightest in belief is to put the dream in jeopardy of abortion. Don't you ever give up on that dream. Truth. It's the universal vaccine for all situations. The truth is, you have a champion inside of you. I dare you to think different. I dare you to dream bigger. I dare you to pursue that greatness that's on the inside of you. Study and learn all the laws to success and then smash. Don't be scared to be you. For all those around you who don't believe in your dream, you gotta tell them this. Say, you had full access to me while I was asleep, but I'm awake now. Your old key doesn't open the door to this higher version of me. As believers, we are supposed to love everybody, but we're not supposed to give everybody the same access. Faith that qualifies the person for the season. Don't downgrade your dream just because they don't get it. There's a reason these furniture stores sell so many Lazy Boy chairs. The common person is more interested in comfort than they are success. Greatness has nothing to do with comfort. Greatness is born out of the womb of struggle. Overcomers speak a different language. And this language is spoken with the dialect of perseverance. Everybody on your team needs to be fluent in this language. Bottled water can be 50 cents at the grocery store, $2 at the gym, $3 at the movies, and $6 on the plane. Same water. Only thing that changed its value was the place. So the next time you feel your worth is nothing, maybe you're just in the wrong place. Stop settling. Know your worth. When people are sleeping on you, don't see your talent, your gifts, your dreams. That reveals more about them than you.
Those assigned to you will see you, understand you, and know your worth. Persistence and passion will make you invincible, and discipline will make you unstoppable. Success is just the accumulation of right thoughts. Properly and consistently implemented, all things are possible. To them that believeth, in the imagination lies an infinite world of possibilities. Champions make adjustments, not excuses. Those who have gained revelation of the power within are not subject to life. Life is subject to them. Your thoughts are matches. You're only one thought away from setting the whole world on fire. One great idea can change your life forever. Refuse to live a life of average. Success is a marathon of consistency. Walked out one day at a time. Suffer now and live the rest of your life a champion. What price are you willing to pay for greatness? Anybody can train to be a gladiator. What marks you out is having the mindset of a champion. How bad do you want it?
It's on. New year, new grind. I got a question for you. Are you living life, or is life living you? How bad do you want to be successful? Are you ready to level up in life? Are you ready to go to that next level? Are you sick of being average? I ask you again, are you living life, or is life living you?
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.